Deuteronomy 31, verse number 8. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for today. Lord, I thank you for the class today. I thank you for these guys being here. And Lord, I do thank you for the testimony that we heard and just a great story, Lord. I pray you'd help us to learn individually, Lord, what you would have for us from that. And I thank you that Gerardo is trying to live for you, Lord, and trying to get his life back on track. We thank you for having mercy on him and bringing him back, Lord, and that it wasn't too late for him, Lord. I pray you would bless the message today, Lord. I need your help. I pray you give me the right words to get this across, Lord, that the guys would understand it, but that we'd all be challenged by it. Lord, you know the needs of every single guy in this room, whether they are obvious or something hidden, Lord. I pray you would please speak to each one. And Lord, I pray you would please just help us to hear your voice through the preaching. Make us more like you, Lord. God, just touch each one of our hearts. Give us what we need, Lord, and help us to be more like you as a result of it, Lord. Thank you for your goodness to us in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated. Thank you, guys. Once again, pretty familiar, I would say, Deuteronomy. So they're about to enter into the promised land, but kind of the key focus of this particular passage and chapter is Moses is about to die. And the leadership reins are going to get passed off to the next man whose name is Joshua. Guys, he's going to be the next leader of the nation of Israel. And he's got a big task on his shoulders, which is to take the children of Israel into the promised land. So guys, think about all this. This is a time where, Kevin, I would want the most trusted people and the most well-established leader to be leading us into the promised land. We know because of the anger of Moses, God didn't allow him to do that, didn't allow him to get into the promised land. But you think about it. Guys, this whole journey, which as we know took 40 years, even though it shouldn't have, listen, this whole journey, in my opinion, would have been a failure, Zach, if they didn't make it into the promised land. Now, you think about that. We're talking about getting out of Egypt, overcoming all of that with the 10 plagues and the Red Sea parting, and they walk across on dry land, all that, and then the whole 40 years in the wilderness where God allowed their shoes to keep growing, their clothes to grow with the people, to take care of them, to rain down manna from heaven every single day for them, to provide for their needs, all of that. Guys, it would have been a failure if they didn't make it into the promised land. And don't get me wrong, they didn't just need to cross the border and like, oh, we're here, success. They had to cross another river, the Jordan River, to get in, for one, and the people weren't exactly welcoming when they got into the land of Canaan, which we now know as the land of Israel. Guys, I believe the number in the book of Joshua is that they had 31 different kingdoms that they had to fight against. Wow. That's difficult. We would say that's insurmountable. But can you imagine the people's perspective of this moment? They're like, are you kidding me? This is the biggest moment. Hey, guys, we're talking about a game seven. Big moment, right? Can you imagine if your coach is like, you know what, guys? I'm not feeling it. I'm going to quit. You're going to have a new coach for game seven. They're like, are you serious? Like, I don't want to do that. You've been with us all year, and now we come to the biggest moment of our season, and you're rolling out on us? Yeah. That's kind of what's going on here, that they're right up to the edge, right up to the precipice of success. But God wouldn't allow Moses in, and a new leader's taken over. What do you think their thoughts were? Guys, I think their thoughts could be they're stressed, that they're uneasy, that they're uncertain about this, that they're thinking, man, does this guy know what he's doing? I mean, we're going to have a new leader taking over. Guys, this could be a very rocky time, a very turbulent time, and a very uncertain time. And Moses is talking to Joshua here. You check out verse 7. I just give you a little bit of the flow of the chapter. He's saying, and Moses called unto Joshua, said unto him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of a good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord has sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. Guys, he's saying, all right, Joshua, you got a big job to do. You're going to lead these people, and God's going to help you, and you're going to lead them in to the land. You're going to be the one that finishes off this whole process from being slaves in Egypt and God delivering us out of that, to all the wilderness wanderings, to all the ins and outs that we've been through. And now, here we are. He's saying, Joshua, you're the man to lead us in. Guys, I'm sure if I'm Joshua, for one, I'm freaked out, saying, how in the world am I going to do this? But again, can you imagine the people's reaction of, wow, we're here to the biggest moment, and we don't really know if we can trust this guy or not. Guys, I'm so thankful that God put this verse in the Bible for Joshua, Because you know what he's saying in verse number 8? He's saying, the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He'll be with thee. He'll not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. You know what I think Moses is reminding Joshua? Joshua, it's not up to your skill that'll determine success or not.
Yeah.
It's not up to whether you call the right shots, push the right buttons, if you have that natural leadership ability and you can take care of all these things. That's not what is going to determine success or failure. He says, really, it has nothing to do with you. You have a part to play, which we'll talk about. But mainly, he starts off and he's saying, and the Lord. He's saying, you know what? This is God's responsibility. This is God's job. God will take care of it. You know what he's, what I believe Moses is reminding Joshua here? God is up to every challenge. God is up to every challenge. I think that's what he's reminding him here in his life. Guys, I was talking with my wife yesterday, and we were talking about some things from the previous couple of years. And guys, it's amazing how quickly we forget stuff in our lives. It's very easy to. And I believe the devil helps us out with that, although most of us are pretty good at forgetting already. All right? Like, where are my keys? You know, but we're good at forgetting things. And I think the devil, especially spiritually, helps us forget these things and facilitates that. But you know what, guys? We were just talking about some different times that we've been through, some different times that we've had. We discussed some of the COVID things. We talked about when all that lockdown hit, what, 3 years ago, 3+ years ago. Then we talked about when we got it in 21, at the end of 21. And, you know, everybody telling me, side issue, everybody telling me, you know, I was like, they would have COVID. So tell me about it. You know, Sean was like, I had a fever for like one day and I had a little bit of a cough after that. And I'm like, oh, okay, you know. You know, I'm glad you're okay, but that didn't seem too bad. Whatever that COVID was not what came to my house. That thing beat me down, all right? They're like, you know, all before, it's all hype. It's all, you know, people just talking big. I'm laying on the bed. I'm like, I'm about to die. That's what I felt like. Man, I had a fever for like 7 days straight, and it was pounding me. I'd get up off the bed and be like, ugh. It was hard. Mm-hmm. You know what? And I'm not trying to, even really hype up that or anything. But you know what? It made me think, you know what? The Lord got us through that whole time. You know what? When we were sick, the Lord got us through that. We've had other challenges. I mean, guys, when my wife was pregnant, she got COVID. I'm thinking, Lord, this is not the time. Like, oh, please, Lord. But you know what? That time, very mild, like not even that bad at all. She had, I guess, just a little bit of a cough, not even really that bad at all. I thank the Lord. Mm-hmm. You know what, guys? And your mind just gets working. You think, man, car broke down here, and we had this struggle, and we had this situation that we didn't know how we were going to face, and the Lord helped us through that. And we've had some rocky times here. And you look, guys, you look through time, and I challenge you, think back to some of those things and think about all the time the Lord has brought you through those things, because we very easily forget it. Hey, guys, I'm thankful that the God that we serve is up to every challenge that we face. I'm glad he's not just the God that we preach about and we talk about how great he is and we hype him up, but he doesn't really come through in real life. That's not the God that we serve. He does come through in real life. Listen, guys, sometimes it's not in dramatic ways. Sometimes it's not some big display and some big demonstration. And, you know, Zach, I walk into church and I'm dying, and then, you know, as soon as I walk the doors, I'm free. It usually doesn't happen that way, right? But you know what? God does get us through those sicknesses. Hey, guys, I'm thankful. Last week, after we dropped off the kids, we were visiting Thomas in the hospital. I'm glad he's back home today. Yeah. I'm glad he's feeling better, and hopefully we'll see him around here pretty soon. I'm glad God helps us through those things. Again, maybe it may not be some spectacular show, but I'm glad God brings us through those things. And I don't know about you guys. I don't know all the details of it. We could have a time of testimonies to talk about them. But I'm glad when you've had struggles, God brought you through those. I'm glad when you didn't know what direction to go, that you prayed and God brought you through those. We just heard a testimony about somebody that was away from God and God brought them back. I'm glad that God was up to that challenge. I'm glad God doesn't just help the church kids or the kids that are always faithful or the kids that never mess up. He helps everybody, those that reach out to him, those that seek his face, those that mean it with all their heart. I'm glad God is up to every challenge. Listen, I'm glad he's up to the fears. You may be fearful in here today, discouraged. You may have a financial need. You may have some lack of direction in your life. You say, man, I don't know what to do with my life. I don't know where to go to college. I don't know where to work. I don't know who to marry. I'm struggling. Can I tell you, God is up to that challenge?
Amen.
God is up to that challenge. And he's not just up to that challenge for me or for you. He's up to it for all of us. I'm glad for that. The Bible says his grace is sufficient. Guys, I remember being a 17-year-old Ethan and not having a clue what I was going to do in my future, being scared to death, thinking that I couldn't handle college, thinking that academically it was going to bury me. And you say, I don't believe that about you. If I was standing here as a 17-year-old, you would totally understand why. I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't think I could handle it. Can I tell you, God was up to that challenge? Guys, there were times in my life, Lord, I'm struggling. I'm pursuing this relationship, but it doesn't seem like it's working. God, you got to direct me. And man, thank God. I look back now. God directed me away from this and to this. And God worked things out in my life, giving me a great wife. Now we have a little child. Guys, there's always challenges. Zach, I wish every year we could go into it and we could erase all the challenges from the beginning. We say, hey, in 6 months, this is going to happen. No, I don't want that. It's like a whiteboard up here. And in a year from now, this is going to happen. No, let's rub that out. But that's not life, guys. Listen, just when you think everything's smooth sailing, bam, something else hits your life and you think, oh my goodness, how am I going to get through this? The truth is you can't get through it, but we have a God that's up to every challenge. Guys, what are you going through today? Listen, you don't have to broadcast it to everybody. You don't have to let everybody know. You don't have to put and beg for people's sympathy and put it on social media. And, you know, when people are really reaching for, like, you know, compliments and help, oh, can you really help me with this? No, guys, you don't have to be like that. But God already knows what's going on in your heart and going on in your life. You may have that lack of direction. You may not know what the future holds for you. You may have some family struggles that nobody in this room knows about, but God knows about. He's up to that challenge. You may be dealing with heartache and tragedy. Listen, guys, I hope not. I hope not. But maybe in your past, maybe you've had a tragedy in your family. You've lost a loved one. Listen, I do not want this to happen to you, but perhaps that is set for this year to happen. You know what? I pray that it doesn't, but even if it does, God is up to that challenge. God is up to that challenge. I lost my dad when I was 21 years old. Listen, that was the hardest thing I had to go through as far as an event in my life. But I'm glad God was up to that challenge. I'm glad, Zach, that he didn't say, listen, my grace is sufficient, except for that situation. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can help you with a lot of things. I can turn your life around. But as far as grieving and going through a hard time like that, I'm sorry. I'm just not good in that area. That's not the God that we serve. He's up to every challenge. Guys, I'm glad there's no situation that we throw at God that he says, oh, I can't handle this. This one is out of my range. This one's out of my skill set. I'm sorry. I can't help you with that. Guys, if there's sickness, God's up to that challenge. If there's stress, God's up to that challenge. If there's a need, God's up to that challenge. If there's hurt in your heart, God is up to that challenge. And if you're weak, he says that he can be strong when you're weak. Hey guys, he's up to every challenge. We need to believe that. You say, I know this already, but you're going to be tested with it in real life. Mm-hmm. We've got to believe it. He's up to every challenge. And that's what I want to preach on today. Up to every challenge. Guys, what do I mean by that? He can handle it. He can take care of it. He can help you through it. He can answer your prayer. He can strengthen you when you're weak. He can come through, and he can come through clutch when you need him the most. He's going to show up the best. I'm glad for that. I'm glad for that. Guys, we talk about these games, and they talk about the clutch moments. Yeah, when that clock is about to expire, and you've got to have it. When that guy comes through, just like last night, that's a huge play, right? Can I tell you, when you need it the most, and when no one else can help you, that's when God comes through for you. He's up to every challenge. But can I tell you something? That's only if you're trusting him.
Yeah.
Hey, what did Gerardo say a little while ago? I tried at one point, you know, Zach, I'm like, what is he about to say? You know, he's like, I tried at one point, but God didn't hear me. You know, I don't know every detail of it, but you know what I would probably say about that? He probably wasn't giving his whole heart to it. Yeah. Maybe he's trying to hold on to sin and also reach out to God. You can't do both.
Yeah.
You can't do both, but I'm glad when he really tried it, then God really came through for him. Mm-hmm. I'm glad for that. He's up to every challenge. He's up to every challenge. This should be fast, but there's a good many points. First thing, the person of our focus, the person of our focus. Verse number 8, look at it with me, please, if you would. First three words, and the Lord. Guys, that's important. Because that sets the baseline for everything else that he's going to talk about. Mm-hmm. Listen, you've got to know who you're trusting. Hey, guys, when I bought a house, I had to make sure the mortgage company that we're using, that they actually exist, that they're actually reliable, that they're reputable, that they can be trusted. Because you know what? If I sign on the dotted line and send a bunch of money to them and they're fake, there goes all my money. And I don't get no house, but I lose out on all my money. Can I tell you, you better know who's guaranteeing their promises. Listen, if somebody says, I will do this for you, you better make sure you can trust them. And can I tell you, there's no one better to trust than God. You know what he's saying to Joshua? Joshua, you're about to face a tough circumstance. You got all these battles in front of you. You got to cross the Jordan River before you even get into this thing. It's not going to be hard. He's not saying, Joshua, your skill is going to get you through. I know who you are, and I know you can get through. I know you can take care of this. I think it's 10, Johnny. Sorry. Miscommunication, bro. He tries to sneak in. He doesn't do too good at it. But whatever. I appreciate him helping out. Listen, I had no clue what I was talking about. But anyway, listen, he's saying there's a lot of battles that you're going to face. He's not depending on your skill to get it done or any of these other things. Guys, he doesn't say, you're going to make it because Joshua, you are the best soldier I've ever dealt with. You are the best. You have so much natural leadership ability inside of you. You got this. How does he start off? He says, and the Lord. Mm-hmm. And the Lord. Guys, that's the person of our focus. Guys, you know what's going to get you through the future? You know what's going to help you make those right decisions? You know what's going to help you go to the right college, work the right job, marry the right woman, have that family that honors God and helps you stay faithful throughout your whole life? It's going to be the Lord. It's going to be the Lord. It's not going to be you. It's not going to be your skill. It's not going to be because you're cool and you're slick and you're smooth. Guys, that's not going to show up in those moments. You need God to come through for you. Hey, how's your walk with him right now?
It's good. Yeah.
Hey guys, can I tell you, that's why we preach it so hard now. I'm just a teenager, but you got adult life coming at you quick. Right. Quick. Does it go fast? It goes fast. It comes at you quick. One day you're 16, the next day you're like 25. You're like, huh? What happened? And then you get to my age. You're like, bro, where have these years gone? My analogy, you probably heard me say this. The first like 17, 18 years in your life, it's like when you get on a roller coaster and it goes up the hill and it's really slow. And you're like, when is my life going to get here? You know, I want to drive. I want to be able to make my own decisions, blah, blah, blah. Work a job and you up here. And then you hit 18 and I don't know what happened, but it's like 20, 25, 30, 45, 50. And you're like, bro, what are we doing? You know, and then you get off when you die. But I haven't gotten there yet. All right. I haven't gotten there yet. Thankfully, I'll let you know when it happens. All right. Maybe I won't. I'll be dead. All right. The person of our focus. Guys, is your focus on God right now? Listen, can I tell you, if you want to ensure a good life for yourself when you're 21 or 25 or 30, you better start living for God while you're 15 or 16 now.
Yeah.
Now! Guys, you don't become a different person when you hit 21 or 25. Mm-hmm. It doesn't happen. You're the same dude then that you are now. Yeah, some stuff changes. You have some more responsibilities and all that. But you're the same person inside that you've always been. You've got to get that connection to God now. The person of our focus. It's not your skills, not your leadership ability. It's not you push the right buttons. He's saying the essential relationship. He's saying, Joshua, if you want to win in this thing, it's going to be your relationship with God. If you want to be successful, it's going to be your relationship with God. If you want to have victory, it's going to be dependent on your relationship with God. Guys, that is key. That's why we preach it so hard, because it is that important. Hey, guys, in the grand scheme of things, it's not going to matter so much how much money you make at the end of your life. It's not going to really matter. Oh man, Aiden drove this car, or Ethan lived in this house, or he was in this neighborhood. Can I tell you, that's not really going to matter.
Yeah.
But you know, your relationship with God is going to be the most vital thing all throughout your life. Not just now as a teenager, although I say start it now, get a close relationship now. It'll set you up for the rest of your life. But in your 20s, in your 30s, in your 40s, in your 50s, all throughout your life, however long you live, that's going to be the most important thing, guys. It truly is. That's why we preach it. That's why we soul win. That's why we run the buses, because it's that big a deal. The essential relationship, it's key. It's crucial. We can know, we can be sure of God's character. You know what I like? It says about God, it says, know, back in chapter 7, you don't have to turn, but it says, know therefore that the Lord our God, he is God, the faithful God. I'm glad that God is faithful. You know what that means? We can rely on him. We can count on him. I'm glad even when I don't come through for God, he always comes through for me. You can count on him. Hey guys, do you know about God's character? Do you know that he'll never lie to you? Do you know that he's always going to tell the truth? Do you know that he's always just and right and holy? It's key, guys. It's key. It's crucial. It's his character. And he's consistent. And you can count on him. You know what? That's what he's saying. That's why he's saying in the first three words, and the Lord. He's saying, listen, Joshua, this is going to be hard for you, but you know who you need to count on? God. George, you know who you need to count on? God. You know how you're going to get through the rest of high school? God. You know how you're going to end up at the right college or the right job or whatever God has for you in the future? God. That's how. That's how, guys. Guys. I think we can get the wrong mindset about it if we don't watch it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This can happen. Kevin, if I make the right connections, talk to the right people, go to the right places, you know, be seen doing the right things. This is where we have this whole, and I'm not against all this, all of this stuff if it's with the right heart. But guys, this is where we have this whole social media era that we live in. We can be pretty fake because of that if we don't watch it.
Yeah.
Hey, Kevin, I can get up in front of the church before church start, take a selfie with 200 people behind me and say, yeah, here I am with the whole church. And I might have had nothing to do with getting those people there, but I'm taking credit for it. Guys,
yeah.
It's not about that because God sees the real story.
Right.
You can fake other people out. But it's not about that. It's about doing what pleases God all the time. The essential relationship, guys, that's the key to success. And this is an exclusive role. Hey, guys, when you depend on God, we know that He'll come through every time. You know what? I can't say that about anybody else. Hey, a lot of you have great parents, but I can't say that your parents are never going to let you down. That's just not realistic. We have great mentors, but I can't say that they're never going to let you down. But you know what I can say? Jesus never fails. He will never let you down. Guys, he's the only one that can fill that role. No one else can fill that except Him. But you know what, guys? There's also an elementary responsibility. Listen. Look up here. If we want to have this guarantee that God's going to go with us and He's going to help us face these challenges. Listen. I keep saying this, but when you're 18, you're going to face challenges. When you're 20, you're going to face challenges. When you're 25, you're going to face challenges. And it's going to hit into your life and it's going to be hard. We get the mentality, and everybody probably thinks this way, Zach, but we get to the, man, when I'm 18, everything is going to smooth out and I'm going to be out of high school and I won't have that homework. And did I mention I ain't going to have that homework? And listen, you're so focused on one thing. Can I tell you, when that's gone, something else will take its place? And you'll be like, I'll take the homework. You know, like, man, that was might have been better back then. You know what, guys? We keep facing challenges. It's never going to be smooth sailing for very long. If it is, just expect a problem to show up pretty soon. But if we want God to be the one that's guiding us and helping us throughout all of that, and that He's up to every challenge that we face, you know what we got to do? We got to follow His direction and instructions. Hey, guys, you cannot disobey God and then when things blow up in your face, say, God, why did you let this happen? Because you chose to go that way.
Right.
Guys, if I'm driving down the road and all of a sudden I get distracted and I let the wheel get out of my hands for a moment and I run into a brick wall, I can't look at the person beside me and say, why didn't you do something? It's my fault. It's my fault. I allow things to go in that direction. Guys, you choose to go down the wrong way. Things aren't going to work out well. I've seen people do the wrong thing and then complain to God when it blows up. That doesn't make a lot of sense. Listen, if you want God to bless you, you got to follow His direction. Listen. You want your life to turn out well as a 25-year-old? Then as a 13, 14, 15, 16-year-old right now, you got to make the right steps. Hey, guys, you want to have a godly family one day? You want to live for God, make a difference in other people's lives? That starts now. Starts now. Hey, guys, listen. He needs to be the dominant force in your life and the main leader in your life of what you do. Guys, you should do what you do because God tells you to. Listen, if you're just trying to fit in with the culture and this sounds stupid and hilarious, but it's true. Some people see stuff on TV and that's the way they act. Some people hear songs and then that's the way they pattern their lives. Hey, guys, if that's the way you're living, you're not following God.
Right.
And don't expect it to turn out well. Listen, if you're just trying to fit in with your friends, don't expect that to turn out well. If you just say stuff, even if it's bad stuff, just to appeal to the girls that you're interested in, don't expect it to turn out well. But if you follow God's directions now, then you have a guarantee that God will bless you and that He'll work all things together for good. But you got to be doing what He wants you to do. The person of our focus, point number two, the preparation of your future. Guys, I was a 17-year-old. I was sitting in church on a Sunday night. I was worried about heading to college. As I mentioned, I didn't think I could cut it. I didn't think I could hang. I did not, honestly. I'm sitting in church, and some of you may remember Jack Pease came And I think it was for Easter Sunday, but he preached at night, and he preached from this verse, Deuteronomy 31:8. Guys, that was such a help to me as a 17, 18-year-old young man. That gave me strength, and that helped me. And I hope this verse will do the same for you. You got to be trusting the Lord. He has to be the one you're focused on. Hey, guys, not how smart you are, not how much money you have, not the nice clothes that you have, your skills, not that you're funny, and all that kind of stuff. That won't get you through. The Lord has to be the focal point of your life, okay? That's point number one. Number two, the preparation of your future. Notice the verse. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. Hey, guys, you know what that's saying? A couple things. First of all, God is aware of your personal needs. Number two, God is ahead of you to prepare it. And then number three, that God will get it all set for you. Hey, guys, I like this. I like that God knows what I'm going to need way before I even know that I need it.
Right.
Let me even throw that again in case you missed that. God knows what I need way before I even know that I need it.
Amen.
Listen, I like when you read early in the Bible, it says in Genesis chapter 2 that God saw that it was not good for man to be alone. Right? And then we know the story that he created the woman, Eve, to be with Adam. Right? I'm glad, guys, it says that about God. You know what? God noticed that Adam had a need. God knew it the whole time. We know God knows everything. But God noticed that Adam had a need. It does not say, Anthony, that all the animals were created. Adam was all by himself. And sometimes, Zach, we read into this, which the Bible doesn't say. But we think that Adam started looking around and saying, you know, there's a male goat and a female goat, you know? And there's a male bird and a female bird. I'm a male human. Guys, the Bible does not say that. You know who initiated and said, you know what? He has a need and I'm going to fill it. God did. You know what that tells me, Kevin? God knows the needs that you have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Guys, it doesn't go chapter after chapter that Adam's walking through the Garden of Eden. Lord, I feel so empty, but I do have more money. No, that's a different subject. That's totally different subject. I shouldn't have said that. All right, listen. Truth comes out sometimes. All right, but anyway, listen. Guys, he's not walking through the garden saying, what am I going to do? Lord, I don't feel complete. Lord, please, if you could only just think up something. And God's in heaven like, oh, yeah, he does need somebody. Man, I forgot about that. God knew the whole time. And you know what it tells me? You know what it tells me? God knows what you need too. He knows what you need too. Hey guys, he knows that, let's say in 5 years from now, you're going to need a certain job. And God already knows the exact job that you need. You don't even know about that yet. But God already knows. And God's going to get it all set for you right now. But you know what? You got to seek him so that he can lead you to that which he has already prepared. Mm-hmm. Notice this verse, guys. He says, and the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. This is kind of like a scout back in the old Western days. They would send somebody ahead of the group, the caravan, to scout things out and make sure everything was safe and everything would be okay as they would travel. You know what? That's what it's saying God will do for us. Ethan, you're 17 years old. God knows what you need when you're 20. God knows the right college to send you to right now. You say, well, I don't know. We'll keep seeking him because he already knows. Hey, guys, in your lives, when that time comes, you say, Lord, I would like to have that forever relationship. I would like to have a woman that loves you and that loves me, and we can start a family. Can I tell you, God already knows about that. He doesn't wait till you turn, whatever, 23 and 24, and then he says, oh, yeah, that's right. He does need somebody. Man, I totally missed the boat on that. That's not how God works. He already knows. And, guys, he's already ahead of you preparing. Guys, I don't know all the details, but it's cool to even think about. God is preparing all that stuff for you right now as you get closer and closer to him at the same time. And then there'll come a time when that'll meet and God will bless you with that. But you know what? You just make sure that you're the young man you need to be now.
Yeah. Right.
So that God can lead you there faster. Don't be like the children of Israel and wander in circles all the time. God's aware of your needs. He's ahead of you, and he'll make it all set for you, the preparation of your future. God's got it all set. I mean, guys, that is wild and mind-blowing to think about, to know that God already knows who your wife is. God already knows what ministry you're going to have. God already knows what job you need. God already knows where you're going to live, the address, everything. That's crazy to think about, right? That's amazing. God knows the needs that you have before you even know you need them. Mm-hmm. Person of your focus, the preparation of our future, point number three. His presence is faithful. All right, time out. The verse says, and the Lord. He's the one that we're trusting. He's the one that guaranteeing it. He's the one we're taking his promise. Not anybody else. It's only him. And then it says what? He's going to go before us. He it is that doth go before thee. He's going to get it all set in your future. Kevin, he knows where you need to be at 25, 30, and so forth in your life. He knows the job you need to have, the family you're going to raise, all this kind of stuff. He's already got it set up. But you know what I would think, Aiden, at this point? Okay, well, yeah, God knows what I need at this point in my life. But Lord, I might mess it up getting there, right? He ensures that that won't happen either if you follow him. Notice the verse. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. Next part. He will be with thee. Guys, does that not blow your mind? Hold on. The verse said God is going to go before us and get everything set. In my mind, Zach, if he already went ahead of us and get everything set, then he's up there. But God can be up there and here with me at the same time because he's everywhere at the same time all the time. That doesn't compute in my mind too easily, but that's who our God is. Hey guys, he can get everything set in your life. The next 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years out in your life. And then he'll come back and lead you every step of the way to ensure that you hit the right destination. Mm-hmm. That's a blessing, guys.
Yeah.
You can put your name in there if you keep following him. The Bible talks about you shall seek God and find him when you search for him with all your heart. The verse that Gerardo used, in all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy paths. Guys, if you stay close to God, God's got it all set. You get worried. You say, I don't know if I'm going to make the right decisions. I might mess it up. I'm not too confident in things. Yeah, you shouldn't be confident in and of yourself. But you can be confident in God. He's already got what you need set up for you, and he'll come back and lead you every step of the way. You can have the Lord by your side. He can lead you every step. You know what we have to do? We have to learn to submit. We have to say, when God says, take a step, okay, God, it doesn't look right to me, but I'm going to take a step. That's what we have to do. If you want to stay in sync with God, if you want to stay close with God, that's what you got to learn to do. And that's not easy, guys. That's not easy. The person of our focus, the preparation of our future, his presence is faithful. And let me throw you the next one. Point number four, his performance is flawless. Look at the next point. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Can I remind you guys, fellas, that God's not going to let you down? Hey, guys, God doesn't even know what that is to let someone down because he never does it. Right. Hey, guys, he's never let anybody down that stayed faithful to him. And he's not going to start with you and he's not going to start with me.
Right.
He hasn't brought us this far to fail us now. Yeah. And you know what? That's what Moses is telling Joshua right here. Do you think it was an accident? God brought us out of Egypt over the most powerful nation at this time in the world? No. Do you think it was an accident that God provided for us every single day for 40 years in the wilderness? No. Then why do you think he's going to fail us now? He's going to take you into that promised land and he's going to help you win those battles so that you can be victorious. He's saying, Joshua, it's not up to you though. It's up to God. You just right. Stay close to him. Hey guys, the success of your future, the success of your life is really not based on you. You have to make the right decisions. But if you stay close to God, he'll lead you into those right decisions.
Right. Amen.
He'll show you every step of the way. He's already got your future planned out. And then he said, I will come back. My presence will be with you every step of the way. You follow my leading and I'll send you to the right destination. And guys, he never messes up. Kevin, I've never found somebody in their Christian lives that's been fully 100% committed and devoted to God that after a while says, you know what, man, I've been giving my all to the Lord. I just have no clue what God is doing. My life just blowing up. I'm not saying there's never struggles and there's never difficulties and confusion sometimes, but you know what? You just keep hanging on. You just keep staying close. And then we realize God works all things together for good. And you know what we say? Oh, now I see it. It didn't make sense when I was in the middle of it, but now I see what God was doing. You know why? Because he knows where he's going.
Yeah, right.
God knows where he's going and he knows where to lead you. Mm-hmm. It says he will not fail you. You know what that means? He won't lose. He won't let you down. He won't. And then he won't forsake you. He won't leave you. Ethan, I'm glad about that. I'm glad that when I'm trying to follow God, he's not going to say, you know what? I'm sick of you. I'm tired of you. And leave me. I'm out here in the middle of the desert. Lord, mm-hmm. Last 15, 20 years of my life, Lord, I've been trying to do what's right, God. I need you. Nope. If I stay right, if I do my part, he will never leave me nor forsake me. He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Guys, I don't know the challenges that you will face in your life. Guys, I hope you have smooth lives. I really do. But can I tell you, a lot of times, it's not reality. It's not. It's not. People are going to get sick. Loved ones may die. You may have stressful situations. You may have deep heartaches. But you know what? Guys,
The good news is this. God is up to every challenge, and his performance is flawless. He doesn't mess up. Kevin, when the clock is running down and we have one shot, listen, God's going to nail it every time. He never comes up short. He never misses. He's never off track. He never shoots an air ball. I'm glad for that. Mm-hmm. You know what we need to do? Just keep giving him the opportunity. Lord, I just need to keep following you. I just need to keep obeying what you tell me. And guys, point number five and last is this. The part we're featured in. You know what? We do have a part of this. We do have a part of this. Listen, it says our focus needs to be on the Lord. It says he's going to prepare our future. It says his presence is going to be with us every step of the way. Guys, he's not going to fail us or forsake us. I'm thankful for that. Anthony, he doesn't say, hey, I'm going to lead you, but as soon as you mess up the first time, I'm out. I'm not going to lose somebody that's going to keep. You know what? We all make mistakes. Now, we shouldn't make a habit of it. Well, we all make mistakes, but I'm glad he doesn't leave us in those moments. But the last part is our responsibility, the part we're featured in. The last two phrases, fear not, neither be dismayed. You know what our job is, guys? Don't fear and don't crumble under pressure. That's what basically dismayed means. Don't crumble under pressure. Guys, we don't need to cower mentally. We don't need to fear. And then we need to continue to move forward. Hey, guys, as I just said, I don't know what challenges you're going to face. But can I tell you, he's up to everyone. I was talking with my wife yesterday, and we're talking about all the challenges that we've gone through, some in the last few years, some way before that. But you know what, guys? I'm so glad that God was up to every challenge for me as a teenager. I had a lot of questions. I had a lot of doubts. I had a lot of struggles with things. God was up to every single challenge. He brought me through every single one of those. Guys, I'm glad that when I went to college and I had all those things in my life and a lot on my plate and a lot I was going through at that time, God was up to that challenge. He helped me through that. Guys, I had a long time after I graduated serving God, doing right, but God hadn't brought that main relationship to me yet. And guys, there were points I'm like, Lord, I don't know what you're doing. I may be single the rest of my life. I don't know. But you know what, Lord? I'm going to try to stay in sync with you. Whatever you tell me to do, that's what I'm going to try to do. And you know what? God brought the opportunity to me, and God worked it out for me. You know what? He had it prepared all along. I didn't know that. I was in the middle of the journey, and I'm thinking, Lord, where are we going? Is this going anywhere? You know? And thank God, you stay close to him, and God knows exactly where he's leading you to. And guys, I'm not just saying this because it sounds like the right thing to say. God, I'm talking about my marriage. God has given me something way better than a lot of those other opportunities that were right in front of me at the time that they seem like, man, this may work. And I'm not trying to bash anybody, but I look at some of those lives now and I'm thinking, thank you, Lord, that I didn't go down that direction. And it's not because I was so smart. It's because I said, Lord, what am I supposed to do here? He's saying, leave that, keep going. And he led me to the exact right place. Guys, that's God that does that. No one else does. He's not going to fail you. He's not going to forsake you. So what are you supposed to do? Don't fear and don't be dismayed. Guys, when the pressure gets turned up, you keep following him. Well, all my friends, it doesn't matter what they do. It matters what God tells you to do. Hello? Yeah. I know it's warm in here. It matters what God tells you to do. You keep following him. And by the way, if God's blessing your friend in this way, you don't have to be like him. You just follow what God has you doing. You be faithful to what God has called you to do, and God will bless you for that. Hey, guys, I'm glad God is up to every challenge. He can handle any situation. He can fix any problem. He can provide for any need, and he can heal any hurt. I'm glad that's the God we serve. He told Joshua, listen, man, you're going to face a lot of challenges, but you don't have to sweat it. You know why? Because God is up to every challenge. And young man, I don't know what challenges you're going to face. I guarantee you're going to face some, and they're not going to be easy ones. They're going to be very difficult at times. But you know what? Our God is up to every challenge. You trust him, guys. You trust him. You stay close to him. You try not to fear. You say, Lord, this is scary for me, but I'm going to trust you throughout this, and you keep moving forward. You keep staying close to him. And guys, he will lead you to the victory that he has planned out for you. You know what? Your job is just to stay close to him. Guys, he is